The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friends, Lum and Abner. Hollywood makeup experts can change the color of your hair, the shape of your eyes and nose, the whole shape of your face if necessary. But all their skill and experience can't make a grouchy disposition a cheerful one. Only you yourself can do that by finding out the cause of that grouchiness. Perhaps it's indigestion. A good many people suffer from indigestion, and often it's caused by coffee. For while many people can drink coffee and not suffer from indigestion, there are many others who cannot. If you suspect that coffee disagrees with you, try drinking Postum instead of coffee and see if it doesn't make a difference. Postum contains no caffeine nor any other stimulant that could possibly upset your system. It's made entirely from whole wheat and bran, specially roasted and slightly sweetened. We know you'll enjoy the delightful aroma of Postum and the rich, dark color, and you'll certainly like Postum's distinctive, mellow flavor. So get some from your grocer tomorrow, and if coffee upsets your digestion, drink Postum with your meals instead of coffee and see if you don't feel better. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are again devoting all of their time to operating their Jot'em Down store. Lum has been busy for the past few days in an effort to collect some of the accounts due the store that they might purchase new merchandise for their stock, which, because of their outside interest the past few months, has become very depleted. As we look in on the little community today, Lum is out collecting, and we find Abner alone at the store. Listen.
Ring yourself off the wall. I wish these pesky things had never been in there. Hello. Jot'em Down store. Oh, howdy, Witter. All right, what is you was needing? I don't know. There ain't nobody but me here, but I'll get it over as quick as Lum gets back. I don't know. He never said. Well, send one of the young'uns down after it then if you're in such a dreadful hurry for it. Well, couldn't they come after school? Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get it over there somewhere or other. What was it? Ain't got it. I don't know. We've been out of it for 2 or 3 weeks now. What else? Ain't got no number 60 in the white. Give it to you in the black. Well, thread's thread, ain't it? Uh-huh. Well, we just ain't got it. Well, I think we got a bucket or two back there. All right, bucket of lard. Is that all? Oh, what else? No tomatoes. No, none of no kind. Well, now, listen, Witter, it's all right if you want to order this stuff, but don't try to tell us how to run our business. Well, if we could collect some of the money that we got out on our books, we could keep our stock up. No, I know you don't, but others around here does. Was that all now? Oh, yes, and we got to... just a minute, Witter. Scat, scat. Get out from here, dead blame it all. How much rice was you wanting? 5 cents a pound, 6 pounds for a quarter. No, Mom, you have to buy a quarter's worth before you get it at that price. All right. Is that all? Oh. Well, we've got some. I don't know how good they are. You can try. Or just a minute, there's somebody coming. Oh, come in, Grandpa.
Yeah, good
come
morning, Abner. Good
come
morning.
In. Just come over to see.
Oh, excuse me. Never noticed you talking on the telephone.
Well, do you want them potatoes or not, Witter?
Me.
Oh, I'd make you a special price on them if you'd take them all. They're beginning to sprout awful bad here. Oh, about a bushel, I reckon. Make them to you for 4 bits. All right. Now, that's all, ain't it? All right, Witter, we'll get this stuff over as quick as we can. Oh, that's all right. Glad to do it. Glad. That's our motto, service with a smile. Goodbye. It's at least take a beating this talk to that old woman.
What's that pin on your back there, Abner?
Well, I never paid no attention.
April Fool.
Huh?
Catch you the April Fool. Have you forgot what day it is?
Oh, for goodness sake, Grandpap. Now, I got enough worries about you coming out here with that kind of foolishness. What you got in that box there?
Well, I hit some candy. Or I'll tell you, Abner. I won't try to get it off on you. I hit some candy with soap on the inside of it. My woman made it up for me.
Oh, I see it. Well, I do know. Feller'd never know it by looking at it, would he?
No, no.
Looks just like sure enough chocolate.
Oh, he'll fool them all right. Going down to the barbershop directly and catch a bunch of them down there on it.
Don't get, I wish Lon was here. I'd love to go with you.
Has he got over his mad spell yet about catching us down on the river fishing the day before yesterday?
Oh, yeah, that never lasted long. I think he's more mad because I was sitting there on that old tree that leans out over the water more than anything else. That's his favorite place to fish, too, you know.
Well, I told you at the time you had just as much on him as he did on you. He was supposed to be out collecting some of these bills that's on you here at the store.
Oh, well, he claims he was. Said he's on his way over to Uncle Henry Lunsford's place. Just happened to come along the river there and seen me when I was supposed to be homesick.
Well, he's the first fella I ever seen out collecting with a fishing pole over his shoulder, I'll say that.
I know that that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure.
And had a can of bait in his hand, too.
Well, I wouldn't let him get by if that story happened.
Oh, well, it's done over now. Best thing to do is forget it, I reckon. We just both catch one another. That's what we're done.
Yeah, well, we got the fish, I'll say that.
Oh, I never seen the like of them. I believe fishing gets better around here every year. I know last year he was... Well, there's Lon now.
Yeah, I just noticing. What's he limping about there?
Huh?
Looks like he's got a game leg the way he's hobbling along there.
I don't know. He walked off all right a while ago. What's the matter with your leg, Lum?
Nothing.
It looks like he's limping there.
Oh, yeah, it's my foot. Bunch of these smart alecks with their April Fool pranks.
Well, what happened?
Oh, thought his life ain't worth a nickel down in town there now. I was walking along in front of the blacksmith shop there and seen a paper sack laying in the road and hauled off and kicked it like a feller will. Some idiot had put a rock in it and I might not have broke my foot.
Yeah, I've been catched on that myself.
Sure, I know better. Just forgot what day it was.
Yeah, natural.
And Caleb Weehunt and that bunch was hiding on the inside of the shop there watching me.
They were.
Could I hear them laugh for 2 miles? Don't see nothing so dad blame funny about a feller crippling himself up.
No.
Yeah, same's children's game. Some of these fellas around here just never will grow up. What you got in that box, Grandpap?
Oh, just some candy my woman made, Lum. I'm taking it down to my nephew, Luke.
Well, if there's anything I do love, it's homemade candy.
Yeah.
Granny, Luke ain't gonna be able to eat that whole box full, is he?
Well, I don't know. I just... Oh, I reckon I could spare you one piece if you want it.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. Now, don't you eat that, Lum. That's got soap on the inside of it.
Soap? Oh, April Fool candy.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be dead blamed, Grandpap. And you was agging me into eating some of it. I thought you'd outgrowed such as that.
I weren't agging you, Lum. You asked for it yourself. Besides, I never made it for you fellas. I was going to get that bunch down there at the barbershop on it.
Well, you're going to have to be pretty smooth with it, Grandpap. They pulled all kinds of stunts on one another down there this morning.
They have, huh?
Oh, my. Old Sleepy Jim was sitting up there in the barber chair dozing a while ago, and the boys put a hot foot on him.
Where?
Put some of that paste shoe polish, you know, put it on the sole of his shoe and set it afar. Right, and I had a runaway with his self.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they might be onto that candy stunt, Grandpap. I know last year, Mose Moots had a sack full of them marshmallows candy with quinine on instead of flour or sugar, whatever it is. I couldn't get that taste out of my mouth for a week.
Oh, that bunch, it did everything. On my way over here just now, I come by Dick Huddleston's store, and there was a pocketbook laying there on the porch.
Oh, you never fell for that old bromide, did you, Lon?
No, of course I never. No wooden reason. There's a bunch standing inside there just waiting for me to pick it up.
Why, sure. Natural answer.
So I just made out as if I never even seen it.
He did, huh?
Yeah. Then after I passed, I hollered back, April Fool at him. Just turned the joke on them.
Yeah, sure. That's a good one. Who was it, Mom?
Oh, I don't know. I never even looked inside the store, but I know there was somebody fixing to jerk a string the minute I been over to pick it up.
Oh, sure, sure.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
That's old one. Tell you what we might do with that candy granddad. Might take it down there to the blacksmith shop and put it on them.
Yeah.
I'd love to see old Caleb get a mouthful of that. I know in reason he was the one that put that rock
well,
in.
Well, now, wait
tank.
A minute, hold on. Now, don't you go running off yet. I've got a order here to take over to the Widow Abernathy.
Widow Abernathy?
Yeah, she called for a bunch of stuff. We's out of half of what she's wanting, though. You know, we just got to do something about it, too, Lom. There's some things we're needing awful bad here.
Well, I know it, Emma. I know it, but we can't buy until we get the money to pay for it.
No, no. Don't get it. We could just raise about $50. We could get some of the main things we're needing, like sugar and flour.
Yeah, sure, but where are you going to find $50 around this town?
I don't know.
It's what I've been trying to do this collecting for.
Yeah.
Cash money is just something scarce around here now this time of year. Everybody's busy with their crops. About the only cash there is floating around here now is what money these tourists brings in.
Yeah, sure.
I seen a carload of them down there by the filling station a while ago. Strangers.
Well, I do.
Wait a minute, feller. Here comes Cedric Lee Hunt. Maybe we can get off some of this candy on him.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. He's a good one. He'll fall for anything.
Yeah.
Just give him one piece, though. He's goose enough to eat it soap and all.
Yeah, I don't believe he'd pay no attention to it the way he loves shit. Come in, Cedric.
Yeah, come on back, Cedric.
Just set it there where he can see it, Grandpa.
Didn't there one of you fellas lose a pocketbook, did you?
Pocketbook? No.
Let's see that, Cedric. For goodness sake. How about you know where you picked that up? Right there in front of Dick Huddleston's store.
Yes, Mom, and I can't find out who it belongs to. Been asking all over town.
Oh, why, of course not, Cedric. It don't belong to nobody. That's an April Fool prank.
Why, sure. I seen it there myself a while ago and wouldn't pick it up.
Yeah.
Well, if I can't find out who it belongs to, do I get to keep it?
Why, sure. I reckon if you want it, I don't know what you'd want with an old pocketbook like that for, though.
Well, don't care nothing about the pocketbook, but there's $63 in it. That's what I wanted.
Huh?
$63. Well, I'll be dead blank.
And Lum probably understands now why they call this All Fool's Day. Do you recognize the three familiar discords in this one-man chorus? First discord.
I wish I knew what keeps me awake at night. I just can't seem to get to sleep.
Second discord.
Nervous as a cat, jumpy as a rabbit, jitters, noise, people.
Third discord.
Confounded indigestion again. Now, what did I eat this time?
Unfortunately, sleeplessness, nervousness, and indigestion are not strangers to most of us. But very often the cause is. Did you ever stop to think it might be coffee? For while it's true that many people can drink coffee without any ill effects, many should never touch it. Many others find they should drink it only in the morning. If you suspect that coffee is upsetting you, try switching to Postum. For Postum contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind that could possibly affect you. And Postum is thoroughly delicious. Try a cup plain, or add cream and see the deep, rich color change to golden brown. Taste the wonderful flavor, mellow and satisfying. Once you start drinking Postum, you'll want to keep on drinking it at every meal. So if coffee is bad for you, drink Postum instead and see if it doesn't make a big difference. Radio friends, Lum and Abner will be heard again on Monday. Presented by Postum. See you then. Lou Crosby speaking. Good evening. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.